Well, I know that some of you here this morning like singing. Some of you like singing. Not always on a Sunday morning or on a Sunday evening with lots of other people around, but I do know that some of you like singing very much in other places. Some of you like singing on YouTube. Some of you like singing when you're with your friends, when you're being a bit silly or fooling around perhaps at school. Some of you I know like singing in front of the bathroom mirror using your hairbrush, don't you? We've all done it. Some of you like karaoke. You love singing. I want to ask you this morning, what's your favourite song? I'm not asking you to put your hand up and tell us. I want you to think, what's your favourite song? And who wrote it? And what is it about that song that you really enjoy? Singing songs. We sung the song here together this morning, praising God for his goodness. What's your favourite song? And what's it all about? And then secondly, I want to ask you, have you ever thought about writing a song? I know, again, some of you write poetry. Ever thought about writing a song? And if you were going to write a song, what would you write about? What would you write about in your song? Would it be about a place that you've been to? And if so, what place would you write about? Or would it be about a person? If it was about a person, what person would it be about? Or would you write a song that was really true from your heart? Would you be brave enough to write something that was true for you? Something that you've done, something that you've said, even something that you have felt. Could you write that down as a song? But it had to be true from you. It had to be something that had really happened to you. So you couldn't write a song about visiting the planet Pluto, because you haven't been there. And you couldn't write a song about sailing around the world, because you haven't done that either. And you couldn't write a song about winning the Olympic marathon, because you haven't done that. Writing a song which is true to you. See, in the Bible, there's lots of songs. In the book of Psalms, there's lots of different composers. And they deal with different subjects, but they're very personal songs which they've written. They're songs about their own doubts. They're songs about their own hopes. They're songs about their own fears. They're songs about their own loves. Would one of you look up for me, please, Psalm 89 this morning? Psalm 89, and read for me simply the first verse. There's a song written by Ethan. What's his psalm all about? What's he going to sing of? He's written a song, and he's going to sing it. Who'd like to read for us the first verse of Psalm 89. Thanks, Laura. Nice and loud, love, please. Psalm 89. Right. Can you say that a little bit louder so we can all hear, please? Thank you. I will sing of the mercies of the great love of the Lord forever. Now, I want to just ask you this morning, could you write that song? Can you sing that song? Would you be pleased this morning from your heart to sing of the Lord's great love for you? I'd like you to turn to our next hymn, which is 707 this morning, and I want us to look at this before we sing it. You see, if you like singing, what do you like singing about? And if you were going to write a song which was true to you, could you write this song? Because this is the experience of someone in their own life and in their own heart. And if you look at 707, I want to ask you this. Could you have written this song? And can you really, from your heart, sing these words this morning? Because the songwriter here says, I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Who died for me? You see, it's personal. It's not just that Christ died and we believe that fact 2,000 years ago. The songwriter here says, I'm going to sing the wonderful story of the Christ, and you know, the Christ died for me. Christ Jesus, who came into the world at Christmas, born of the Virgin Mary, born there in Bethlehem, came into the world to die for me, to pay the price of my sins. That's a wonderful story, and it's a wonderful truth. Now, are you going to be able to sing that this morning? Truly from your own heart, of the Christ who died for me. How he left his home in glory for the cross on Calvary, I was lost. The Bible says that we're all lost until we come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the experience of the person who wrote this song was, but Jesus found me. Found the sheep that went astray. The Bible says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray and turned each one to his or her own way. But this person here says, well, I was like that sheep, but Jesus found me. Found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me, and drew me back into his way. These are not just nice thoughts that we're going to sing, or nice sentiments this morning. These are glorious truths for those who've turned from their sin and put their faith in the Lord Jesus. As we sing these words this morning, I always want to encourage you to think about the words that you're singing. They're true, but are they true for you? Do you know that you were lost, but Jesus has found you, died to pay the price of all of your sin, and that you are trusting him? It's a glorious thing to be able to sing of this morning. So let's do so together. Let's stand and sing. 707. Let's sing of the Christ who died for me. 707. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How he left his home in glory for the cross on Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a form. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrow's paths I often tread. But the Saviour still is with me, by his hand I'm safely led. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. He'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Let's come to God together now once more in prayer. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we gather this morning as those who have so much to give you thanks for. We thank you for our lives and for health and strength. Father, we recognise your goodness in caring for us each and every day. We thank you for food upon our tables. We thank you, our Father, for clothes to wear. We thank you for our homes We thank you for our family and our friends. We thank you, Lord, even for the very breath that we have by which we live. But our Father, above all things this morning, we thank you for the great love that you have demonstrated to us in this, that whilst we were sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he who knew no sin was made sin for us, that you ever purposed and planned to send him into this world, the eternal Word who became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. And we do thank you for his perfect life. We thank you, our Father, for his great power seen in the way in which he stilled the winds and the waves. We thank you, our Father, for his great power demonstrated in him feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. We thank you, O God, that he healed the sick, that by his touch the lame walked, the blind saw, the deaf heard, and the mute came to speak. We thank you, O God, for him and his life. We thank you that he had compassion on the lost around him. But above all things, we thank you that he went to the cross at Calvary, and there he was forsaken in our place. As another hymn writer has said, in my place condemned he stood. He sealed my pardon with his blood. And we thank you for the great Saviour whom we gather together to praise this morning. And our Father, we do ask that by your invisible Holy Spirit you would work amongst us, that our eyes would be opened to this great truth this morning, that we'd be able to sing sincerely from our own hearts of the Christ that we know died for me. Oh Father, cause us, we pray here this morning, to come and gain an interest in the Saviour's blood. Our Father, as we gather here, we're conscious of other churches gathering locally, and we do pray, our Father, for your blessing upon them. We pray particularly for our friends at Gorse Covert in Loughborough this morning and at Hollywell. We thank you for them. And we ask, O God, that as your people gather there this morning, they would be conscious of the one in whose presence they meet. And we pray that what we pray for them, we pray for ourselves too, that our praises would be pleasing in your sight and fitting of the great God that you are. We pray particularly for those two churches as well as our Father. They are without pastors at this time. And we do ask that you be pleased to raise up those whom you would call to serve and minister your word to those two congregations. We thank you for our friends up and down the land. And this morning we particularly pray for our friends in Leeds who work with Caring for Life. Father, we do thank you for that great work amongst the lost and the last and the least of that society there in Leeds. And we thank you that the love of Jesus is being made known to them. And we pray, our Father, that as even those young people gather together around your word, you'd make yourself known to them and be pleased to save them. We ask that you'd meet all the needs of that organisation as they seek to serve you. And our Father, we particularly pray for Peter who runs it, that you would bless him as he travels the length and breadth of the country in the coming weeks to speak of that work. And we ask that through those meetings you would kindle a desire and an interest in other Christians to be involved in supporting that work. Father, we pray for our friends overseas. We particularly this morning remember István and Pál there in Romania. We thank you for them and for every remembrance of them. We lift to you their lives, their hearts, their own minds, and pray, O God, that they would be ever strengthened to walk with you, faithfully serving you. We ask you to bless their wives, their marriages, their family life together, that you guard and keep them and lead them not into temptation, but that you, O God, would deliver them from the evil one. We pray for those congregations which will meet at Krasna and Turgomurish and Chinter even today, and Barnia too. Oh Lord, do encourage your people. Do strengthen them in their faith, we pray. And Lord, we ourselves, we pray for this place where you've put us, here in Shepshire. We pray, O God, that you'd bless our service here. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to bless the opportunities we have to tell the young in school and in clubs here, and our friends amongst the senior citizens on a Wednesday the wonderful good news of Jesus. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would prosper those works, that there will be others who are born anew by your Spirit and truly come to place their trust in you and in your goodness and in your promises. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers and meet the needs of all of your people wherever they be. We do think particularly of Ruby in hospital this morning. But Lord, you draw near to her, that she'd know that underneath her are your everlasting arms. And we pray that despite her circumstances, your peace would reign in her heart. These things we ask of you, O God, our loving Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dave, can we have the notices next, please? Thank you.
Twenty-seventh again, I think.
Well, please turn with me next to the Epistle of James and chapter 2. That's page 1183 in the Church Bible. Before we sing our third hymn, we're going to read two portions of Scripture. The first is from James and chapter 2 and verse 14. James chapter 2 verse 14, where James is talking about a faith which is true, not a faith which is dead. Chapter 2 verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you not want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And if we turn back to Ephesians, that's on page 1146 of the Church Bible, 1146. And just to the closing greetings there, as the Apostle Paul comes to the end of his letter to the believers who met together in Ephesus, he says these words on page 1146, which is chapter 6 and verse 23. He says, peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we look at those words, we're going to stand and sing our third hymn this morning. It's number 832. 832. To him we come, Jesus Christ our Lord. 832. To him we come, Jesus Christ our Lord, God's own living Word, his dear Son. In him there is no east and west, in him all nations shall be blessed. To all he offers peace and rest, loving Lord. In him we live, Christ our strength and stay, life and truth and way, friend divine. His power can break the chains of sin, still all life's storms without within. Help us the daily fight to win, living Lord. For him we go, soldiers of the cross, counting all things lost, him to know.
Going to every hope and grace,
preaching to all redeeming grace, building his church in every place, conquering Lord. With him we serve, his the work we share, with saints everywhere, near and far, one in the task which faith requires, one in the zeal which never tires, one in the hope his love inspires, coming Lord. Onward we go, faithful, bold and true, called his will to do day by day, till at the last with joy we'll see Jesus in glorious majesty, live with him through eternity, reigning.